Long tenure in the world of finance makes him uniquely qualified to run Treasury. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460.
Somebody actually asked me who this was. This is Yellow.
Yellow.
Same guys who did Ooh Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the show today. Tuesday morning, February the 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. It's just me. Linda's got a big show tonight out at Wind River. Hey, there's two seatings. First one's at 5, the second one's at 7. I think 5 o'clock sold out, and I think 7 is getting close to it. So make sure you come out and join us tonight at Wind River for Lady Bot and the Bluebirds and Romance on the River on Valentine's Day. They have a set menu out there, so don't be surprised when you go on out there. But it looks great, you know, steak and lobster and all that. Hey, 7 minutes or 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on Tuesday, the 14th, 2017. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm CR reading the chat room. It is not even funny. Any, I'm not sure exactly what all that is, but good morning, Bad Bob.
Just you, huh?
I don't know. Just me. And somebody else. There's room, and I guess, right now for more. They usually start popping in. Because today I'm going to be talking about anti-fascist.
You missed it.
What?
Just you, huh?
Just me.
You said it was just you in the studio.
No, I just... I said in Bad Bob.
You did now.
I said Bad Bob. Before... Now, why do I feel like Johnny Carson... Sometimes, and when I feel like Johnny Carson, and I'm sitting there, and then you say something, and I go, well, okay, and then you say something else, and now I'm deeper. Anyway.
The weather for today, enjoy the sunshine while we've got it, and let things dry out. We're going to be seeing very high levels along the river. More on that shortly. Clouds move in tomorrow night, rain potential, and rainfall could be over an inch on the valley floor. Thunderstorms possibility on Thursday, and the wet stuff looking forward into the extended forecast. Rain continues throughout next Monday. So we got a whole week of wet coming, and this does not bode well for the situation down, especially in the Sacramento Delta. In places like that, they're desperately trying to get Oroville Dam lowered by 50 feet to reduce the stress on the face of the dam. Shasta, we'll check those levels in just a minute. It's right up there, and they're dropping lots of water. Trouble is, it all ends up in the Delta,
inundated. You've got the Feather River just pouring out, and then you've got the Sac. Right now, if you go down, as you aptly pointed out, are we finished with that?
Yeah, this is all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, one of our favorite places where the customers are warm friends, a veteran-owned business that are out of Anderson. Give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Won an award, they did, for hiring veterans. One of the three small businesses in California that got that award. Now, let's talk about over there, the sheriff's office, as you aptly pointed out today, is closed for business. And why is that?
Well, much of Park Marina is under about 6 inches of river.
Oh, my gosh. You mean they moved the sheriff's department over to a place where they're in a floodplain?
Pretty much. When I was growing up, it flooded there every stinking year. We've just forgotten that in the last couple of decades. But longtime residents of Reading remember that it was routine when Athens
Avenue. Why would we move the sheriff's office into a floodplain?
Well, the rent was cheap.
Oh, well, there's a reason then, huh? I mean, can they get to the office?
Oh, yeah. It's only a couple of inches. Oh.
Is the road over?
I had somebody put a picture up on Facebook. The area right there by the what used to be the driving range, the aqua golf driving range.
That's gone.
Yeah,
in the dentist office and all these other places, they're
underwater.
You know
the place where the geese hang out?
Not well. You mean where
yeah,
they're
by
floating?
The round buildings
yeah,
and all that?
They're
yeah,
floating.
Yeah, they've evacuated the trailer park down there. That happens every
oh,
couple
no, no.
of years.
They evacuated that like
yeah.
a couple of weeks ago.
But Park Marina has that section has water over the surface of the roadway. It's pretty cool.
They're going to be look. Some people there's a lot of renters in Orrville, Marysville, Yuba City. When their lease is up, some may be looking to move to Redding instead. Being evacuated for 2 weeks or more can make people want to leave the affected area. Absolutely. Now, here's the other thing, too. From what I understand, they've got looters driving up and down the streets looking for places to walk into. And I mean, because you can't – some of these people had a 30 minutes, get out of there, 30 minutes or less. Grab the kids, grab the dogs, get out of here. So that means they leave everything in their house, which looters are looking at because they're low scumbags. And they say, well, good. Let's just kind of start going back out there and see what we can steal. Lake Shasta is 8 feet from the top.
Yeah, they've been throwing.
And they're dropping water. I mean, they're pushing water out of there very fast.
Outflow right now, yeah, 67,500 cubic feet per second. So quite a view if you wanted to drive out to Keswick, where it's I'll have to check the release at Keswick, because Keswick is kind of in the middle of all that. And they can only handle so much through that reservoir. So mm-hmm. it's obviously
I think,
coming
I'm
up
not
fast.
Sure if somebody that's out at Riverview. Because somebody sent me a picture, Rick sent me a picture that Ranger Rick sent me a photo from an airplane flying over Riverview, and said, you know, it shows the water like it's in the fairways out there, not completely underwater, but there's a lot of water in there. So if anybody knows, if anybody plays out there, I guess you could call Leonard Modi. He plays out there all the time, you know, every day.
I'll have to see.
Except Tuesdays.
Yeah, but Keswick is up. But you go along the river, and it's pretty fascinating right now. Now, of course, a lot of this could have been alleviated if 20 freaking years ago they'd gone ahead and built sites.
Okay, and sites reservoir is one thing, but here's the other big one. In 2005, three groups, environmental groups, which already makes them suspect to the, I'm sure to the government, said that the spillway, the emergency spillway at Orrville Dam is not sufficient to handle the water coming down. It needs to be concrete lined. Well, when they looked at the cost of that, which would be, you know, several hundred million dollars to do that, they said, no, we're not going to do that. It meets the guidelines. Well, as we found out after they let the water go over there for, 3 days, it didn't meet it. It just dug out a big hole, and now they are in deep trouble because of that. I mean, and Brown says, I didn't even know about that study.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't even know about that one until now. This is what? Is this the 100-year flood type thing? We get all this rain? So, you know, I can actually believe that he doesn't know about it, but I can't believe that the water resources guys didn't know about that study. And they were just hoping nobody would bring it up, I'm sure, that this was already pointed out 11 or 12 years ago, that this spillway is not going to be able to take sustained water going down it. So now you've got 180 to 190 to 200,000 people who have evacuated their homes. They don't, you know, and it could be for 2 weeks. Think about this. Think if you were told to leave your home for 2 weeks and you were given 30 minutes to go.
Wow.
Just think about that.
I'll pass
it along. So what's that, you know, what's that do to you? And you know, so what do you do? I mean, so I'm sure you go back. I don't know. Would you evacuate, Bob?
If I was taking a call from somebody who says that right now they're looking at the stress on the Sundial Bridge from the increased water flow, and they may shut it down. Right now the plaza below the bridge is flooded out.
Yeah.
But the vibrational stress on the bridge itself, because normally the bridge is not in the water. That's how it's designed. But the pylons are experiencing water flow around them, and it's vibrating. And as a precaution, they may shut it down for a few days.
Well, if you know what, when you get 3,000 people on that thing, what it does,
yeah.
you get several hundred people on that. I mean, that thing goes, you know, that thing sways back and forth. I mean, enough like you're on a ship in heavy seas. So that doesn't surprise me because of that. No. Well, anyway, Orrville Dam and the whole situation, you have to ask yourself, all the money, all these hundreds of billions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, it could even be billions, that we're spending on fast railroads to nowhere – How about this? How about on all the people that shouldn't be here and the other things, all these social programs when we should be spending on infrastructure? And you want jobs? Well, here you go. How many thousand people will it take? I mean, when you add up all of it, there are hundreds and hundreds of jobs to fix the dam down in Keswick, and then to get the money to, or not Keswick, but Orville, and then you want to make sure it never happens again, so you're going to have to pour concrete.
Yep.
Would that be, Muse Concrete ought to get that job. I mean, tell you what, Boyce would never, Boyce would put 1,000 men to work doing that, and then give the company to his kids afterwards.
Yeah.
But
we're too busy buying votes in order to trivialize things like infrastructure, it'll hold.
I'm telling you.
Here's
what Trump said. He says, I'm going to spend all this money on infrastructure, and people are laughing at him. You know what? They look at this dam, and they go, Trump's right.
Yeah.
We need to spend this money on infrastructure. Bernie Sanders agreed with Trump on that one. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers, Sharon Clark.
What a great lady.
2620 Larkspur Lane. You're not going to find better in-home health care than Sharon Clark at Home Helpers. I mean that. Never. Anywhere. Give her a call. 226-8350. If anything happens to Bob, I'm calling Sharon Clark to take care of him. I mean it. They come in and they take good care of you. Make sure you're fed and have all your medicine and give you a little sponge bath, buddy.
Well, just the
I can do some
routine
of those,
things like getting in and out of bed and stuff like
those
that.
Those things like that. Or getting groceries, those kind of things. Hey, we're going to take a break. I'll be right back after these messages.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The seeds of corruption are already in full bloom in our country. We see this by the extreme violence and morally bankrupt behavior demonstrated by people from every age group and walk of life. Sadly, this behavior is not something you catch, but it is learned. It's being taught in our colleges, evangelized through TV and movies, and substantiated by the media. Your best protection from this vile corruption is having a living relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
If you woke up this morning, looked at your calendar, and were surprised to see the words Valentine's Day, yep, you're in trouble. Not to worry. The experts at Goldmark Jewelers have been keeping guys like you out of the doghouse for over 30 years. And today, they got you covered. Stop in today, and the staff will help you select the perfect jewelry gift, wrap it up real pretty, and make you look like you were prepared for Valentine's Day weeks ago. Go from last-minute shopper to best fella ever in one stop at Goldmark Jewelers. Open till 6 p.m. today on Hilltop Drive in Reading, or just ask Siri. She'll be happy to give you directions.
This February 14th, bring your special Valentine to Wind River Resort and Casino. In Elements Lounge, it's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds performing from 6 to 9 p.m. Featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bobby Viramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, Joe Larson on trombone, and yours truly, Linda Bot, singing my favorite romantic standards. Make your reservations today. Call 243-3377 and make your Valentine's a night to remember.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to Tree Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, or as we call it, dry feet, wet feet. We have dry feet here. We have wet feet on Park Marina Drive where the sheriff's at. We go on. Okay, just to let everybody know, the sheriff's people are there today at the sheriff's office.
Yeah, they're taking calls and all that.
They're taking calls. It's just that you, as a citizen, can't go there because their parking lot's underwater.
Yeah, even a couple inches of water, if you hit it at speed, it's bad
you know,
for you.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, again, tell us how we moved into a floodplain. All right, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Bad Bob's today. Linda's got a big show tonight down at Wind River, by the way, in Elements Lounge, set up for Valentine's Day. The first seating goes at 5. She starts singing at 6. But the place is kind of filled up. So if you want reservations there, let me look up the right number.
I bet Clear Creek is kind of up, too. That should be fun to look at.
Oh, yeah. Give them a call, 243-3377 for that. Now, we're going to be there at the for the 7 o'clock seating. Hmm. So it should be a good time. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. You know what? B&T Satellite's back. Channel 7's back on B&T Satellite dish. And that's good. You know what? I like Jake Mangus a lot, but frankly, I don't watch network channels much at all. And I was listening to you talk about it. But B&T gives you the ability to and they have a $39 package. There's other packages they have. But the big thing they do is, one, of course, it's local and it's better known, is that you can save $100 on your bill with B&T Dish Satellite. That's right. You can save $100 on your bill, and you can help a veteran save $100. No, you don't pay for it. You're just letting them know about the veteran. So give them a call at 241-DISH. That's right, 241-DISH. If you're not sure, it's 3474. So it's 241-3474, but it's 241-DISH.
Yep.
Don't call the 800 number. All right.
Shall we speak with Charles?
Charles, good morning, buddy.
Yeah, good morning. The Reading Planning Commission has their own little Valentine's present. They want to bestow, or shall I say impose, and that is that at their meeting this afternoon.
Yes.
What is billed as a cleanup ordinance.
Uh huh.
In and amongst all of the, so-called cleanup is a proposed ban on certain types of security fencing.
Really?
They're so busy.
Oh.
What kind of security fencing?
Well, specifically barbed wire, razor wire, and or electric.
Wait, you can't have the razor wire on top of your chain link fence if you live in an industrial area? Or is this just resi?
Well, this is for all residential zones regardless of density. Now, Reading has a variety of residential densities ranging anywhere from the kind of high densities that you see in some of the older neighborhoods to some of the lower densities that you see in some of the more rural parts of town, particularly the old Alturas Road area.
Mm-hmm.
But this would make that, this would make it illegal to have any of those kinds of things.
Does that mean I have to take around? Does that mean I have to take the Tanglefoot concertina wire I have around the outside of my driveway and the sidewalk there? I have to take it down?
If it falls in any of those three categories.
Well,
yes.
How am I going to protect my machine gun bunker if I don't have my concertina wire up there forcing them into channels where I can shoot?
Well,
are you trying to tell me that you're trying to tell me my downtown house I may have to tear down my defenses there?
Well, some of them you might.
Okay. All right, Charles.
They're inserting it as a sentence in the last paragraph. I mean, in a paragraph having to do with fencing material.
Yeah, okay.
And because it's a so-called cleanup ordinance,
yeah,
they're not putting anything in the agenda description that there's going to be included in all this, a ban on certain kinds of fencing.
Well, how do you know that?
There's something to think about when we talk about evacuations and looters.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can't have the bad guys hurting themselves. That's just unconscionable.
Come on. Come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. All right, Charles. Thanks
a lot.
Oh, yeah.
We got to impose hardships on all the good people.
Charles, I know I'm going to hate myself for asking this question, but in Anderson, you said something. They were having this thing about pulling out all the
sheds.
The sheds.
Right.
And after you talked to them, did they change their mind?
Well, the Planning Commission there approved it as written.
Right, but?
The City Council has yet to bring it up.
Okay. Did you talk to Baron Browning? Like we asked.
I've sent messages to 4 of the 5.
Good. You know, I think it just doesn't.
To the city manager.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense to do that.
And I got a reply back from one of the city councilmen.
Who was it?
Can't remember his name off the top of my head.
That's okay.
Him narrows it
down a bit. I think he's the new guy.
The new guy. Yeah, he still hasn't learned yet. Okay. All right.
Yeah, they haven't brought it up yet, although they could bring it up, you know.
Anytime. All right.
But so far they haven't.
Okay. Thanks, Charles.
Thanks,
by the way, I get off the phone, may I make a suggestion as
I just sprained my hand reaching for the switch.
Okay, what
a
is
theme
it?
For the a theme for last-minute Valentine's shopping.
Okay, what's that?
The sound of an air raid siren.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or reveille would be good.
No. You should be out there right now. You should be out there shopping, getting those flowers, getting those doodads right now.
Now, for those who fail to fulfill their Valentine's promises,
yeah,
would it be the sound of an air raid siren accompanied by incoming artillery?
No. They're never like that. No, it's more to be the sound of a dagger being pulled out of its scabbard. So.
Oh.
Not that I would know, because I'm not going to miss Valentine's Day, my friend. Okay, Charles, thanks a lot.
Be well.
I know, but we're speaking to a lot of people, though.
All right.
All right.
Bye, Charles.
Bye, Charles.
When did this turn into the Charles Show?
You know what, Charles? The
it
thing
takes
about
him
this,
a while to say it, but he says great stuff.
Oh, he does. It is. You know, well, you know, he's just, it's kind of like watching a, and I don't mean this in a bad sense, but it's kind of like watching.
Charles.
It's like watching one of those you know the older the those steam engines. They start going,
yeah.
And once they get going, boom, man, it's all there. They're unstoppable. There you go. Okay, it's 27 minutes after the hour.
What were you going to talk about this segment?
Sure. Okay, I was going to talk about the fascist left. I'm not sure if I have time now. Hey, General Mike Flynn resigned.
You're out of there!
You know what? Frankly, good. And I'll tell you why. Maybe, I'm not sure what he did, I'm not sure what he did was bad enough to be fired. But what he did was he lied.
Yeah.
And he knows better than that. He knows better than that. You know what? Hey, did you talk to the Russian ambassador about anything about sanctions?
Yeah.
And Flynn goes, no. Well, as it turns out, he did. There was something in there, you know, not that it was wrong. See, here's the thing is, it wasn't that maybe what he did was wrong. It's what he did was he lied to Trump and Pence. And once you do that, I mean, this is kind of like, hitting puberty. Once you hit it, there's no going back, right? And once you do that, there's no going back. You know, the one thing you've got to have is trust in that inner circle around you. And Trump values loyalty. That's why Flynn was up there. He values loyalty. But when Flynn lied, Pence goes on all of these shows and says, hey, no, he didn't do that. That was it. He was over. Yeah. You're toast. Get out of here. You know what? Get out of here. It's like Petraeus. Petraeus had a sterling career, a sparkling career. But you know what? He lied. He got caught. He had an adulterous affair. And those are all interior. He has to deal with that with his wife and his own God and everything. But then, you know, but he did it. He got caught.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, the hubris, the amount of hubris in these people is unbelievable. They think they can't be touched. They don't have to live by the same rules as everybody else. So guess what? Petraeus, I'm glad you got caught.
Yeah.
You know, you know what? I'm glad you got punished, and I don't want to see you back again in something that, you know, that we have to be able to trust you because you've already proven that we can't trust you.
Well, his name was being tossed out this morning.
I know. But you know what? Here it is. He may have, you know what? I don't care. He's tainted as far as I'm concerned. Ollie North. I know Ollie North. Ollie North lied under oath.
Mm.
Hey, Ollie.
And he got a talk show out of it.
Got a talk show.
You know, I mean, you know, you know.
But you got a tough show, which you didn't have to lie.
I didn't have to lie. I mean, now that I'm on the air, we can, you know.
Now you just make stuff up.
No, I don't. You know, this is the only job besides. You know what? Your wife and I have the only job where we can make forecasts and
dead
say
wrong
things,
and
we can be
dead
wrong, and people still like us, and still, you know, and we still get paid.
Oh, by the way, speaking of whom, my wife had a connection to the Oroville damn thing. She was going down to teach a class, and they stopped her. Cal Fire stopped her and said, "We need a weather forecast." And she goes, "You ain't going to like what I'm going to tell you.
It's raining. It's going to start raining. It's going to rain, then it's going to rain some more."
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, we got to take a break here, and it's 7:31 in the morning. This portion of the show is, all right, guys, are you listening? Write it down. Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. If you are not going there to get something, to get that right gift for your loved one today, you're going to be in trouble. Not with me. Not with Linda. Not with Dandelion, because they've got a lot of people down there coming in to see it. But if you don't have that right gift, I mean, you know, you have to show today. This is a caring day. I've already been, you know, Linda's already been hinting around. In fact, she was going to start writing down directions. I said, look, I'm a big guy. I'm a big boy. I can handle this. And then it's already started this morning. Don't worry, hon. Don't worry. So that means I'm not... It just means that Bob and I have to run out and get our stuff today before we go home.
Yep.
Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. It's not going to find it anything any better anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi, folks. This is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At B&T Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice by offering a special deal for vets with dish. But we need your help. Here's how it works. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 and let us know about your friend that is a veteran. And when they sign up for DISH, you will get $100 off your service, and one of our honored veterans will also receive $100 off of their bill. We are a local authorized DISH dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans with this special offer. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474. Check us out online at btsatellite.com, like us at Facebook at BT Satellite, or check out our Yelp reviews.
3 Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bob. Good morning, everybody. 25 minutes before the hour, 8 o'clock. Bad Bob, you are hitting it today, buddy.
Rachel Hatch paid me a compliment, said that she likes my music choices, is particularly the ones that are inspired.
Yeah. 36 degrees right now going up. Well, it's warmer than that right now. It's going up to 67 today.
Yeah, well, actually, according to the thermometers in various places around town, we're up at 38.
See, I told you, it's not 36.
The sun has broken through, so go out and grab a ray while you can.
Because when's it going to start coming in?
Tomorrow night, and thunderstorms actually on Thursday, some instability.
Ooh. All right. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, who is in fighting a guerrilla battle against the government of California. Every time the government of California comes up with a new way to keep you from shooting your rifle, he comes up with a ways to make it so you can shoot your rifle. And this, yeah, that's right, John Bastiani. He and his staff out there, he and Rob, they sit there and they look at things and they go, I bet I can do this. I bet I can fix this so we can do this. And it does. He does. I tell you what, John Bastiani and his people over there, great gunsmiths. Not only that, super selection of guns. Their customer service is just fantastic. They teach CCW over there and hunter safety. They've got it all the shooting accessories. And like I said, if you've got a question about what's legal or what's not legal, talk to John Bastiani. It's like talking to a lawyer that lives the Second Amendment. John Bastiani and Bastiani Arms. He and his wife, Sarah. 2539 Larkspur. Buy local. Stay local. You know? Go to our local shops here. Don't go to the big box stores. Okay. Now, I know it's hard to believe it. I think I made a mistake. But first of all, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. And if we're talking about, you know, if I can talk about our boutique, Dandelion Boutique, for our loved ones, go down there and buy stuff and Brighton bags and all this. I can talk to the ladies. Go down to Bastiani Arms. This is a good time to maybe, you know, stock up on ammunition. Look, it's going to be squeak season here pretty soon. You may want to be. I know a lady. Her name's Bonnie. She said, I just don't know what to get for my husband. It was Christmas. She says, I can never surprise him. So we got her husband a 17 caliber rifle so he can go out and shoot squeaks this year. Biggest surprise he's had. He loves it, and he's going to put a scope on it. Told him to go down and see John Bastiani. Get a scope on that rifle so we can go out, because it's getting to be squeak. It's getting to be squeak shooting time. So you need – only in Redding, California on the radio would you be talking about this. So go on out and buy ammo. Get a lot of 17 HMR now before the rush on it. The alt – left. Everybody talks about the alt-right. What about the alt-left? What about the... Can you say that the alt-left are fascist in every sense of the word? What is it where the First Amendment doesn't count on a college campus, on a university campus? Where, of all places, does it say that, oh, no, 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 no. First Amendment's only for me. If you have a dissident view, it's not going to be on this campus. And if you try, we're going to have these huge protests. And then your far left ones even a little bit further left. They call them, what do they call them? The black mask or something like this. They come in there and, you know, for riots. But trust me, it wasn't just them that was rioting. It was our college students. It was the ones in the bastions of free speech, of democracy. That's what you want? Truly? Now, the best example, or I should say the worst example of this, is during the Women's March. And this wasn't with the, you know, with the black masked mobs crashing, breaking and things, and people rioting. This was, during the Women's March, they had to sign, you know, it's, we don't like Trump's not my president or something. You had pro-Trump people there, young people. I'm not talking about old people. I'm talking kids in their 20s, early 20s, maybe even their teens. And they were taking pictures in front of the, there was arguing, but there was no screaming, pushing, anything like this. There was nothing like that. You know, they were, you know, debating, and then one of the girls turns around and has a selfie taken in front of the sign. Or not a selfie, but a photo taken. We know she's got her hands up like, you know, V for victory. the other girl leaned in there to get her photo taken. And you can see this on Yahoo. You can see it or on YouTube. This other girl that's standing there from the marchers leans in, and they show it. She's got a lighter in her hand, and she sets the girl's hair on fire. Now, tell me this is the type of person, and if you told them this, they would scream, oh, absolutely not. This is the type of person who would be on the rope lynching a black man. This is the same kind of person that just set that girl's hair on fire, would be lynching a black man, would be pushing the Japanese into an internment camp. And these are the ones that are marching, oh, because we don't like Trump, because he's too far out there. She just, I mean, and the look on the girl's face, there was just no expression. She just reached in there and just caught her hair on fire. Now, other people were putting it out, and now the people and the people there that were around this, that were marching, they apologize. Oh, no, we're not like that. We're not like that. Well, no, but you are. You are like that because the people in that crowd that did that are being protected. They swim in the mess there. So when you start talking about fascists on the right, you really need to take a look at what's going on the left. Now, here's America. America, in between the borders here, in between the oceans, America is a middle of the road, probably conservative, to the right. Okay? Now the alt left and people like people, you know, that are like the Hollywood liberals and the Elizabeth Warren, Senator Warren and Bernie are pushing the Democrat Party farther and further left. Well, frankly, if you want to do that, that's fine. But what that means is, what have you gained in the last 8 years? Well, let me think. You had the presidency, but that's all. You lost governors. You lost state houses. You lost the House of Representatives. You lost the Senate. And if you keep going further left, which it looks like you're trying to do, you're going to lose more. Next time, you're going to have more Republican senators and more Republican congressmen and women, because they're lining up here. You're going to have state houses. You're going to lose more state houses. You're going to have more. You're going to have things enacted at the state. You're going to have a conservative Supreme Court. But it's not just a conservative Supreme Court you're having by doing things like setting people's hair on fire. And you say, oh, Carl, you're just picking out that one. You're just picking out that one image. No, I'm picking out a lot of images of things that people are saying, the things that people are doing. Now, am I excusing the ones on the right, the things that they said about Michelle Obama or the things they said about Barack Obama? No. You got those people out there too. I'm just telling you, though, is that the people have had it in this country with everything. They're tired of the government being on them. They're tired of saying that, hey, look, this is my business. If I don't want to bake a cake for a gay wedding because it falls entirely against my beliefs, I get put out of business when there's other places you can get that cake? I mean, what about religious freedom of expression? What about that? And what about the girl? And here's a perfect example just happened. The girl who wore the Trump dress.
Joy Villa,
who wore the Trump dress at the Grammys. Death threats. More death threats.
Good.
At the same time,
and promises to crush her career.
Crush really? Her career. Yeah. from the liberals in Hollywood. I'll crush your career. Okay. Now, her sales have gone up dramatically. I'm not sure what she sings. The attacks on Nordstrom and Sears and Macy's, they're taking out the Trump line, the Ivanka Trump line. What's happening is it's not just, hey, boycott her line. What they're saying is if you continue to sell her clothes, we're going to boycott your stores. We're going to engage your customers as we're coming in. We're going to picket your stores. Threats. This is what you have to look forward to. Now, if you want to keep doing that on the left, you can. What's going to happen at the end of it, of course, is you're going to lose more because America's not like that. America isn't far right, and they sure as hell aren't far left. You've tried to take away guns. You've tried to do this. You've poked fun at people's religion. If you're a Christian, you're bad.
Yeah.
Somehow
yeah.
You've become a bad person if you're a Christian. What the hell is that? Because you believe
in your religion? Where did that come from all of a sudden? And if you want people to accept responsibility and to obey the law, and so to be able to say what you want on invite somebody on a college campuses of all places to be able to give a speech and then you riot because you don't like what they're saying.
How about a government official being blocked from the Secretary of Education? That nonsense.
DeVos goes in, and the teachers' union blocks her from going into a school. This is exactly what I'm talking about. People don't want that. People see that and they think, you know what? They may not say anything. You go back to that silent majority, the people that didn't say anything about who they were voting for, and Trump wins with over 300 electoral votes. Oh, but he didn't win the populars. Yeah, guess what? That was the city of Los Angeles. The city of Los Angeles is that 2 million votes. Yeah. I mean, you think about it. I mean, that's it. And so do you want the whole country run by Los Angeles?
200 years ago, some very smart individuals said, we don't want New York to be all of America. The landowners out in the rural areas, they wanted to be assured that they had a voice too, hence the Electoral College. Plus, communications meant that it would take weeks to get the results anyway. But the system is self-correcting. And I'm sorry if that makes some people feel butthurt.
This portion of the show is brought to you by...
Can I say that?
Yeah, you can. Okay, I'm not going to read this because it's in the wrong time, so we'll come back with this. But here's something somebody sent in. Yvette Falarka is the little... Okay, now I'm going to come back and talk about Nazis, too. It's the little Nazi that was attacking a guy during the protest in Sac and in Berkeley. She's a middle school teacher. Wow. A middle school teacher is out there. But, okay, the use of Nazis. We're going to talk that term Nazi. We're going to talk about that when we get back, too. We'll be right back.
Laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Dubois, Linda singing tonight at Wind River. Come out and join us on Valentine's Day. Two seatings, 5 p.m. and 6, and 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. She's got Lady Bot and the Bluebirds and Joe Larson.
Belting out the great American song.
Boy, I tell you what, she is hot. She's got new songs. It's going to be a great night tonight. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. You're not going to find a better place or better people than Martin and his associates to work on your heating or cooling systems, any type of heating or cooling systems. They can offer guarantees and warranties. They've got it all, brand new systems, the whole thing. Alliance Heating and Air, did I say it was a better-known business? Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. This is who we use, and they have never let us down. Okay. Now, when we left, I just read something about they called somebody a Nazi. All right. Here, I've really got this thing about Nazis, when people call people Nazis. Meryl Streep got another award. She said, the brown shirts, the people that have attacked me, not the media, not Trump, but the people that have written things to me, that she called them the brown shirts. What exactly are the brown shirts, Bad Bomb?
The brown shirts were soldiers in Hitler's Stormtrooper Army, with a name I will not even attempt to pronounce, known as the SA during the Nazi regime. They were called this because of the unique colored shirts they wore. To call someone a brown shirt is to call them a Nazi soldier, usually hinting they oppose human rights or freedom. It's a pretty serious insult. Generally, these days, it's been trotted out to anybody you don't happen to agree with must automatically be a Nazi.
Okay, now it goes beyond this. The brown shirts were the criminal thugs of Hitler's early takeover of Germany.
Yeah,
they were in fact so
storm detachment.
Yeah, they were so appalling that when Hitler then took over, he killed off the leadership of the brown shirts. They were so bad, and disbanded them or brought them into other parts of his army. So when you start talking brown shirts, as Meryl Streep did, you're talking about calling people Nazis and that people that will practice genocide and all of this. Now, I just don't think people that disagree with Meryl Streep are brown shirts. I don't think that they're extolling the virtues of genocide. I'm pretty sure. I'm probably 99. Okay, I'm 100% sure that. Most of them do not believe in genocide just because they disagree with what Meryl Streep says. Meryl Streep has every right in the world to do it. But when we start calling people Nazis, let's think about this. Nazis, really? So you're going to, she's a Nazi. So she would line up somebody, take them out of their house, put them into a bus, take them down and put them in a concentration camp, and then systematically execute them. Yeah. Is that what you mean? And if the answer to that is yes, no, she would do that. That's what I look. This woman would do that. Like the woman that set that person on fire.
Yeah, causing great bodily harm.
She is That's my idea. That is a brown shirt. That's the brown shirt right there. And like I said, she's the one that would be on the rope lynching a black man, putting Japanese in internment camps, and then keeping them there forever. She's that one. And if you look at her face, it's just a normal person, which is what – when you looked at the criminals and the war criminals after World War II, they seemed like very normal people, like serial killers, very normal people. There's something gone there. There was something wrong with that girl that did that.
Yeah.
Totally wrong. And maybe she'll never do it again, but it manifested itself there, but it's in her. It's in her to set people on fire.
Yeah.
Now – when I hear the term Nazi, I immediately think of 6 million or more people exterminated. And I think, well, you know what? As much as I think that some of the comedians today who are so far left that they're, you know, that, you know, it's kind of just amusing to see the things they say. I don't think of them as Nazis. I don't think – I'm not sure that – you know, I don't see when they protest against speech that they're Nazis. I see them as only believing in their side. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I guess maybe I just take a look at it at the term because of World War II and all this stuff. And it's just a convenient – right now it's a convenient term for people to describe because they're not articulate enough to describe them any other way.
Well, we trot out that term, but you could also be talking about the Great Leap Forward, the Cultural Revolution, the Khmer Rouge. The list goes on from every ideology, extremes. Yeah. Bring about atrocities. And to make that strictly the purview of conservative-leaning folk is idiocy.
It is. The alt-left and the alt-right have got more in common than with each other than they have with anybody else.
We don't know how many people were murdered under Stalin's watch, except it was in the millions.
In the millions. Yeah. And Mao's. Mao killed in the millions of people, too. So, anyway, the thing that is – the battle goes on. Now – let's talk about a place just kind of shifting gears here and getting away totally from the fascist side of it. And again, my friends, when I say the alt-left is a fascist society, I absolutely mean it, just like the alt-right and many of the things they're doing.
They've gone so far around on either side, they're meeting back in the bottom.
You know what? And guess what? The Jefferson and Tea Party people are not alt-right. No, they're not. They're not alt-right. The mainstream Democratic Party, even the ones that are leaning way out there, they're not all left, but they're out there.
Yeah.
But okay, let's just shift gears. Let's go to Georgia.
With the devil. The devil went down to Georgia.
Well, I tell you what, in DeKalb County, which is the largest county there, it's where Atlanta is.
Uh-huh.
And Atlanta's different than probably most of the cities there.
Right there, it's not a bad town.
Atlanta's really a cool town. They've got at the DeKalb County, their school system has 102,000 students.
Mm-hmm.
One superintendent.
Yeah.
By the way, unlike ours, which has 10,000 students.
A superintendent for every 50 kids.
Yeah, we have 20 superintendents. Try to define that one. Okay. These students, 102,000 students, are from 180 countries. And they speak 140 languages in this school system. Two school teachers were disciplined, and they were allowed to retire after the election, agreeing the fact is that maybe we do have too many illegals here in the country. And but they said it out loud where they could be heard, and so they were asked to resign. You know what? If you're saying it in class, it's just like if you say other things in class. You know what? You got to watch what you're saying. 80% of the school district is Latin, 11% black, 6% Asian, 1% white, and 1% other in DeKalb County, Atlanta, Georgia, in that area there. But this is the part that gets me. And what the superintendent says, hey, we believe in diversity. Well, if that's the case, he's probably got the strongest school in the nation with that type of diversity. But they speak 140 languages. So when you think about this, how can you teach 102,000 students that speak 140 languages? Now, probably the predominance of it is probably Spanish, with 80% Latin.
Yeah.
But then you've got 6% Asian. Now, that's 6% Asian is not – it's probably not Japanese or Chinese. It's probably Asian from the highlands or other places here or in Vietnam or any other places over there. They're speaking different dialects, Koreans and this. 1% white, and you would think most of them would speak English, but you're not sure because you don't know where they come from. They could come from Russia, for all we know, and 1% other, whatever that is. But 140 languages. How do you even teach? And how do you set up a school system where you're having to teach in something like that? And the state of California right now has made it just easier for people to just said that no, you've got to be able to teach in two languages here. You can't just do it in English. So, anyway, we're going to take a break here for the news. Imagine that 140 languages in your school system. That's something that's hard to even get your arms around. Hey, when we come back, we have Doug Wright, counselor at law. We're going to be talking some of the legal matters that's going to impact on you directly. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump's national security advisor has resigned after only 3 weeks on the job.
In his resignation letter, Michael Flynn said he gave Vice President Pence and others incomplete information about his calls with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. Last month, the vice president said Flynn had not discussed sanctions with the Russian envoy, though Flynn later conceded the issue may have come up. President Trump accepted Flynn's resignation and named retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg as the acting national security advisor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says Flynn had to step down under the circumstances.
National security is perhaps the most important function or responsibility a president has. And I think the president made the right decision to ask for his resignation.
California's U.S. senators are calling on the president to approve a disaster declaration for their state in response to damage from recent storms, all the rain causing the possibility of flooding around Oroville, California. That's why residents like Jolene Hull had to pull out.
It's stressful. It's very stressful, overwhelming. A lot of people, kids don't know what to do. You know, they're stressed out, upset because they don't get to do the things they want.
The potential collapse of the dam's damaged spillway threatens to flood downstream communities. Higher costs for gasoline helped to fuel a rise in U.S. wholesale prices in January.
The Labor Department says the producer price index increased 0.6% last month. Producer prices went up 1.6% over the past year, a relatively low level of inflation. Rising energy costs are a prime source of inflation. Wholesale prices for gasoline soared 12.9% over the past month and 32.3% over the past year.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Looking to Wall Street, the Dow right now struggling is down 1.5 points. The NASDAQ down by 9. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A judge has rejected a request by two American Indian tribes to halt construction of the remaining section of the Dakota Access oil pipeline.
The judge in Washington says he'll consider the request more thoroughly at a hearing later in the month. The Cheyenne River and Standing Rock Sioux requested the temporary injunction last week after Energy Transfer Partners got federal permission to lay pipe under a Missouri River reservoir in North Dakota. The tribes say the pipeline would endanger their cultural sites and water supply.
As correspondent Rich Thomason, passengers on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship spent the night stuck at a port in Central Florida after Coast Guard inspectors found safety issues on board the vessel. They were supposed to have been heading for the Bahamas at that time. The Coast Guard says the delay had to do with life-saving equipment on board, not the ship's engine. The 880-foot-long vessel typically carries about 2,700 guests. Breaking news at townhall.com. Officials from Hamas have confirmed that a leading member of its armed wing has been elected as the movement's new chief in Gaza.
The election of Yahya Sinwar seems to send a signal that the armed wing of Hamas is gaining increasing influence in Gaza, which the group has fully controlled for almost a decade. Mr. Sinwar is known as one of the most hard-line figures within Hamas and the dominant figure in its military wing. He is on a US terrorism blacklist. He was released by Israel in 2011 in an exchange in which more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners were freed for the sake of the Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. He succeeds Ismail Haniyeh, who's seen as the most likely contender to take over as Hamas's overall leader.
This is BBC's Sebastian Usher. Volkswagen is anticipating a decision from a federal judge in San Francisco about whether to grant initial approval to a deal worth at least $1.2 billion to compensate owners of some of the Volkswagens caught up in the emissions scandal. More from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Valentine's Day 2017. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Linda is going to be singing tonight, of course, at Wind River for its Valentine's Day. They have a big show tonight. She starts singing at 6, so she'll go 6 through 9. They have two seatings from 5 and 7 p.m., so figure out which one you want. I think the 5 p.m. sold out, so maybe a few spots left at 7. So give them a call down there. Bad Bob, what's it look like for weather today?
Well, Carl, I just checked the weather radar, and offshore we got some serious stuff moving in. It will be here by tomorrow night. Potential for flooding rains near an inch by Wednesday night is in the forecast. So we got sunny skies today, the high near 70 degrees. Then the clouds start rolling in. We can see thunderstorms on Thursday. And then all the way for a week solid, we got rain off and on, maybe a little break over the weekend. But we got a lot more rain coming. That is, of course, concern for water managers, flooded areas. And so if you live near a waterway, keep the radio handy, and we will try to stay on top of the situation as we can. Currently in Reading, it is 39 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business out of Anderson, Chuck and Judy Kinney, believe that customers are warm friends. That's right, at Shasta Gas Propane. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, we've been, we could have come back and just, had the brown shirt theme after last hour, but we're not doing that. And so, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Everybody, I've given three different places now you can buy gifts for your loved ones. One was the Dandelion Boutique. The second one was Bastiani Arms, getting both sides. And now we're rolling into Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great people there. We're open at 9:30 today. And what a great place to go down, pick up that really, really nice gift for your loved one. Great prices, great selection of stuff. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading is at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay. We're here with Doug Wright, and Doug is beginning his series with us, on a monthly basis. We come in and we talk legal aspects of life, plus other things. We just talk philosophies,
sure,
too. Doug is well-known in town, but why don't you just, for people that, not quite sure who you are, why don't you tell everybody?
Sure. Thanks, Carl. Thanks for having me in.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to our time together.
Yeah, I think that, I love the idea of having having a legal time on the show that you can talk about things that are important, that people need to think about. Maybe they don't, but then they can ask questions. But when you ask a specific question, you're not going to get a specific answer because there's too many nuances to it. A
lot of variables, and it's always fact-driven, and that's the thing that's unique and what I really love about what I do for a living is that there's so much in just your daily life that evolves and involves the law, from very basic things to complicated things. There's always some legal component, for better or worse. We're very heavily regulated, but also there's basic things too that aren't necessarily regulated, but you have to deal with, for example, relationships with your neighbors, fences, basic things that you may not think about. For example, schooling, how your kids are being treated at school. There's a lot of different things that, comes into play during your daily life that the law is involved in. I see it all day long, and it's really an interesting way to make a living, that's for sure.
I bet it is. It's all different. But okay, but tell us who Doug Wright is.
I grew up here. I was born and raised in Burney, graduated from Burney High School. I did my undergraduate work at UCLA. I went to McGeorge School of Law in Sacramento. I spent my first part of my career in Southern California. My wife and I decided that we liked the more rural lifestyle, and we wanted to raise our children in an area where we knew our neighbors, and we liked our neighbors, and we could still go to good schools. So it made all the sense in the world to move back to Shasta County. So we did that and moved back, started my own practice here. And now I'm mostly focusing on estate planning, probate, business law, and then, of course, kind of whatever comes up. Because, you know, the true reason why I went to law school was to help family and friends. That was the number one reason. And so I deal with a lot of different stuff that comes up along the way.
Huh. Now, you dabbled for a short period of time in politics. Did that – I mean, politics is – of course, where we're at here, we're surrounded by it all the time. And – but it can be a very what's the word I'm looking for? Very enticing.
Well, yeah.
People.
And I think a lot of – I would think –
seductive almost.
It can be because obviously you get a lot of attention and that it helps feed an ego, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're also provided an opportunity to help folks and to make a real change. And, you know, and I think that's the healthy part of it is actually making a difference in your community and ideally for the better.
I think every politician gets into the business to help. At least it starts out.
Yeah,
at least starts
agree.
Out.
Yep.
But unfortunately, I think that the higher you go, the more time you're longer you're there, the more it has a tendency to sway you from maybe your original path.
Well, power is an addiction.
It is.
And people don't like to give it up.
Huge aphrodisiac, from what I've heard.
Sure.
You know, ultimate power. Yep. Okay, but. You know, one of the things you just said is kind of interesting. I'd like to start off with that one because I really like to get into – because people, you know, with wills, and you hear so much, I don't even understand. You know, if you have a will, so you're safe. Well, no, you're not, you know, and that. But schools, you said something about the way, you know, schools and the law, schools and kids. What did you mean by that?
Well, the California has an education code, and there are certain requirements that schools have to abide by, and sometimes, just like everybody else – you know, they don't always follow the rules. Fortunately, our kids are in a wonderful school here in town, and so we haven't had any problems. But I know of another circumstances, not necessarily in this area, where parents have run into problems with educators, and they have remedies. And I think a lot of folks don't realize that.
Let's go into examples then. I mean, maybe we don't see them here, but things that could happen that have happened.
Well, a lot of times it's just simple due process. You know, a child will get in trouble for something, and there's a consequence, but we haven't actually gone through the process of, all right, what was the allegation? What exactly happened? Instead of just, you know, judge, jury, executioner, there's a process that folks normally have to go through to ensure that, for example, a suspension or even worse, an expulsion. Because maybe the child didn't actually do what they claimed was being done in that circumstance.
What about bullying in school? Linda will tell people she was bullied in school for a whole, for not a whole year, but for several months. And she said it just, she's a strong woman, but it's, you know, back then she was only like 12 or 13 and she was bullied.
Yeah.
And yet nothing was done.
I think I think it's always been a tremendous problem. You know, I think you'd be hard pressed to find somebody that hasn't been bullied at some point or another. Even the most hardcore bullies, I think that's why they became the bullies, is because at some point they had been bullied.
Yeah.
I think that we're living in a different world now with social media and the online presence because people can do it anonymously. And once it's out there, it's out there. And it's hard to combat that. And, of course, now there are laws and there's a lot of awareness of it. And, you know, growing up in Bernie, it was school of hard knocks, you know.
Yeah, the idea of you know, harassment there, you went in and out on the schoolyard.
Absolutely.
Punching each other out.
All day long.
A lot of times, bullies, though, if you stand up to them or you get into a fight and you're not afraid to fight every day, that ends.
Yeah.
I want to go back, though, and talk about what, I'm going to take a break, but I want to talk about what parents, you know, their child's being bullied in school, what their aspects of, I mean, what are their legal aspects? You know, what can they do about it legally to ensure that their child, you know, is left alone, you know, to be able to? You know, this has got to be tough because in the days now in the social media, they can come after these kids anonymously. But yet we have found, I think they found that one that was a mother was actually the one that was writing these things. Somehow they found that out.
Yeah, and you hear these stories, you know, the cheerleader moms or, you know, that are just ruthless.
But if you have a child that's being bullied in school and that you've tried to talk to the teacher about it and it's still going on, you know, do we have a legal recourse after that? And that's what I want to talk about when we get back. It's 7:15.
quarter after eight right here at KCNR. Hey, you know what? I lose an hour now.
Spring forward, fall back.
Okay. I'm springing forward. It's exactly 15 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 here on Valentine's Day. Guys, if you haven't got your cards, haven't got your flowers, haven't got your stuff, you probably need to go out and take a look at it. I've already talked to you about Four Winds Jewelry, Dandelion Boutique, and Bastiani Arms. Three great places to buy your loved ones' gifts. We'll be right back after these messages.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi, folks, this is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At B&T Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice by offering a special deal for vets with DISH. But we need your help. Here's how it works. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 and let us know about your friend that is a veteran. And when they sign up for DISH, you will get $100 off your service, and one of our honored veterans will also receive $100 off of their bill. We are a local authorized DISH dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans with this special offer. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474. Check us out online at btsatellite.com, like us at Facebook at BT Satellite, or check out our Yelp reviews.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The seeds of corruption are already in full bloom in our country. We see this by the extreme violence and morally bankrupt behavior demonstrated by people from every age group and walk of life. Sadly, this behavior is not something you catch, but it is learned. It's being taught in our colleges, evangelized through TV and movies, and substantiated by the media. Your best protection from this vile corruption is having a living relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
And now, back to our show.
They call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. I got the cure you're thinking of.
No reason, just hadn't heard this for a long time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR.
I'm reliving my youth.
Call me Dr. Love. Is that what they used to call you in your youth? Dr. Love?
Not even close.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 14 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Valentine's Day. So I guess that's kind of like Dr. Love today.
Yeah, that works.
Hey, here's your chance. Okay, you want to give that new image to your loved one here, for your loved one. So you head on down to the Walgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. Run down there today, work out real hard, lose that 10 pounds, get that six-pack right there going before you come home tonight. Might be a little hard to do that, but you can go down there and just have a great workout today. And since it's going to be raining the rest of the week starting Wednesday, go in there and stay dry. You're not having to run down the trails, just swim the streams. They're probably going to shut down the bridge over at Turtle Bay, the
Just as a precaution.
Just as a precaution.
Not
I mean, so, I mean, so let's all go down and look at what a real good sports club is supposed to look like. Yeah, Wellgate Sports Club. Great equipment. Super people down there. Facilities are absolutely spotless. The only saltwater pool facility available in Reading for training in that. And Boheme Spa. It's all in one spot there, guys. You can go in there, have a great workout, get a facial. And it's all, you know, depending on which membership you have there. But these are really good people down there. Rich Novelli and his people are super, super people. Give them a call at 768-1205, or even better, just stop by, grab your stuff, or just go inbound and say, hey, I'd like to have a tour of the area. And once you see it, you're going to want to join. Wellgate Sports Club. I'm here with Doug Wright, attorney at law. My sister's an attorney. And you can't just imagine some of the conversations we've had. Even though as she's gotten older, she has had a tendency to move more in my direction, I think. Or maybe I started moving more in her direction. I'm not sure. But she's been doing this for, gosh, 38 years. So she's getting at that spot where she's thinking about, maybe I'll just kind of fade into the sunset here. But she has lots of people that have come to see her in Chattanooga. So we're Doug Wright here, and we were talking about about what happens if your kids are bullied at school and what kind of what can you do?
I think the initial approach is obviously you want to talk to the student's teacher. If that doesn't work, then work your way up the administrative chain. The schools are really, really sensitive on this issue right now because it's important. And obviously we've seen the results where, you know, it's resulted in suicides. And that is the worst, worst, heartbreaking scenario. So the schools are very sensitive to this issue. I think for the most part they're doing a good job. We don't see it very often. But when we do, it's usually a pretty severe situation. And in that circumstance, it's usually restraining orders involved because there's violence or credible threats of imminent violence.
So you've seen restraining orders at schools?
Yes, we have.
Okay. Is that elementary schools?
High schools. Yeah, one of the local high schools.
Okay, so if there's a restraining order, so then they have to move that student out of the class, and they've got to stay so many hundred feet away from, I guess,
yep,
the other person.
50 yards away. That's what the order
is. Is that
was.
What it says?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't think about that, but what else are you going to do?
And that's, you know, it got to that point where it was just such a level, and there actually had been violence involved, so that's why that we'd worked it out where it was what's called a non-CLETS. So law enforcement didn't have it in their register, and it wasn't on their, you know, their permanent record as a violent offense. But so the kids can move on, you know, down the road and do the things they need to do because, you know, kids are dumb. They make mistakes.
Hey.
And they shouldn't be held to it because
adults are dumb. Ask General Flynn.
Yeah.
Yeah. The higher if you go, the littler the mistake, the bigger the axe. It
just
seems like
tell the truth. Yeah. it's so much easier.
You know what? That's, you know, guys, just tell the truth. You know, and you know, a lot of times you'll see at that level, it's not what they've done or suppose they've been accused of.
Yeah,
Scooter Libby, Ellie's. It's not what they were accused of. It's when they lied.
Yeah,
under oath.
The lie or the cover up afterwards.
Yeah,
makes it worse.
Look at Nixon.
Yep.
And frankly, Bill Clinton should have gone down,
yeah,
in my opinion, because he lied under oath. And, you know, the whole thing. But,
yeah.
But
Bill Clinton was disbarred, so he got his on the other end of it. I mean,
and he's still married to Hillary.
Yeah, and he's still made hundreds of millions of dollars, too.
Yeah, I know. And if you look at him, I digress, but if you look at him, he looks aged. I just can't help but think that the presidency ages you. So much.
Yeah.
It's interesting, except George Bush, the last Bush. He looks like, you know, still looks like he did when he walked in, but maybe he hasn't realized that was president for 4 years.
It's probably true.
I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm sorry. Okay. Now, one of the things we were talking about during the break was neighbors.
Neighbor wars.
And you see a lot, because you're in civil, you see a lot of this?
I see tons of it. I've never seen as many neighbor wars anywhere other than Shasta County.
Really? Okay. So talk to us about that.
I think what is the impetus of this issue and problem is that people want to live here because they get their space and they can have their independence and, you know, their little kingdom.
Yeah, well, that is part of it. You know, you don't want to feel like you're right next to somebody and all that kind of thing.
Yeah. And so if you know, unless you can buy 100 acres, you're going to have a neighbor.
Yeah.
And when you're on 5-acre parcels or 10-acre parcels, your neighbors are still somewhat close. So we see, you know, disputes over roadways, easements, which in a lot of circumstances, there's a deeded easement, meaning that someone has the right to travel across your property to get to theirs. Well, they'll put up a fence and try to block it. Well, that's interference with easement. So there's an action there.
Mm-hmm.
Other situations we'll see where someone's been using a road for 25 years or longer sometimes, for generations, and a new owner comes in and they don't like that someone's driving across their property, but it's their only access to mm-hmm. their home, so they put up a fence. Well, that's what's called a prescriptive easement, that they've been using it for you know, more than five years.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
And oftentimes, and more importantly, it's, it hasn't been with permission, but you know, they've just been using it. And so that's, you know, but you get in these little fights about that. And, you know, the boundaries, boundary line issues are also, you know, a problem. But surveyors really take care of that.
Well, you know, boundaries. You know what? I have no idea where the boundaries are in my house. I mean, I'm afraid to look, frankly, because the house was built in the 40s.
Sure.
And then and everybody added on to their houses.
Well,
so I think we're okay. I mean, but, you know, it's one of those things is I guess we could pay a surveyor to come in and show us. But
yeah. Well, you know, a lot of times what we do is we'll just look at Google Maps. And Google Maps is pretty accurate, or Nplan. There's online sources that you can look at your parcel and see exactly, and look at it with a satellite view and see exactly where your property lines should be.
Where they should be.
And then you can see encroachments, which are someone else's structure, either too close to or on your property. There was a case, I'm dealing with it right now, where the folks thought that the neighbor was encroaching. Sure enough, we did the survey, and it was a mobile home park. They had four trailers on their property.
Well, wow.
It was not even close. It was they're 100 feet under their property.
Wow.
And they're, you know, it's just mind-boggling how that happened.
Well, now, my father-in-law got into this on their home on Paris Way in Granite Bay. They had this house when they bought it, and they've lived there for over 20-something years. When they bought it, they said, okay, now this is your property line, you know. I'm pretty sure. So he put a fence. I mean, not a expensive fence, but you know, it was a fence or a wire fence. And he put his greenhouse there and a few other things. Well, they sold the land, or the house next door was sold. The guy comes over one day. He says, "You're on my property." And you got to understand Tom. Tom's like, "Huh?" No. He says, "This is my property." And so they did. They got it surveyed, or the guy had it surveyed, and they looked at it. And sure enough, Tom was probably 12 feet onto this guy's property, but he'd been like 25 years. So he thought that, well, maybe because I've been here 20, blah, blah, blah. No.
Nope.
No.
And the only way you can establish that type of acquisition of that 12 feet of property is mm-hmm. having been paying the property tax for that portion, which you know is not happening.
And you know, so Tom just went, okay. So the fence came down and he took down the stuff. But they were getting ready to move anyway. So it wasn't that big a deal.
Yeah. It can be expensive though.
But it could be. Yeah. Well, in his fence, it wasn't like a chain link it was just kind of like a wire fence between them, or, you know, partially wood. But I see what you're talking about because that hit him. But 100-something feet onto your property and four trailers. So what happens then?
Well, we're in litigation. So
they don't want to move?
Not at this point. I think, you know, from my perspective, I think that you just re-engineer the property lines and sell the portion that's encroaching. I mean, that's the most practical solution.
Yeah, because it'd be hard.
Bob. You go down and you talk. We had a similar situation. Our property was actually slightly rotated from what we thought. Both property lines were a couple of degrees off. And we looked in the neighbor's fence line, chicken shed, and all that were on our side. Another neighbor, his agricultural efforts were on our side. And so we went down and talked to him, and everybody kind of worked it out. We've got everything marked off, and nobody had to go to court or anything. This stuff can all be worked out if people want to be reasonable, you know.
And that's the key term, reasonable.
Reasonable. But that is the key term because now, look, if you've got questions for Doug about things like this, give us a call. This is a good time to answer this because this is going to be a regular part of our monthly lineup with Doug coming in. And this is a good time to ask questions. And like I said, you can't be too specific, you know, because there's so many other things.
Yeah, there could be facts that we left out, but it's something that, you know, generally we can talk about the topic for sure.
And you can, and then if you have more, you can just come on over to your place too.
Yeah.
And like that. I think
operators are standing by.
Yeah.
But things like this about neighbors especially. Okay, we got to take another break. And the thing about I would like to talk about when we get back is to continue on to the neighbor thing. Because what about people that are growing the six plants of marijuana? I'm sure you've gotten into this one.
We tried a case last year in 2016 on this issue.
Okay, I want to talk about this because this hasn't hit me yet, but I'm looking around.
It's coming.
Yeah, and if marijuana becomes much more profitable, my neighbors may have to worry about this. So we'll be right back with Doug Rice, attorney at law.
I want to tell you a story about the house went blue. I come home one Friday, had to tell the landlady I lost my job. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent, and out the door I went.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity. For he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Media start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb.
So welcome back to Free Fire Radio, your rap radio station.
This is not rap, this is Smash Mouth.
What's the difference between this and rap?
Because they're actually singing.
Got it. This is Smash Mouth. It's 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Shows you what I know on that stuff. I just kind of like wanting to be with it, though, man. I want to be with it, man.
This actually was in the movie Shrek.
Well, that probably explains it.
26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. It's 39 degrees going up to 67. It's going to be a beautiful day on Valentine's Day. Guys, I hope that you have cards and flowers.
Of course.
And other things for your loved ones. Linda's singing tonight, of course, at Wind River, Romance on the River. She's going to be singing starting at 6. I just keep talking about this because it's going to be a great time. I'm going to be down there. They have a 5 o'clock seating, which I think it's got a lot of people in it, and 7 o'clock. So just give them a call down there. Say you want to go to the 7 o'clock show and see if they can get you in. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business. It's the best barbershop in the world, giving you the best haircuts in the world. Though there was one in Taiwan, I'll have to admit, that was really good. You could go in for the works and be in there for an hour. But, you know, you get manicures, pedicures, shaves, the whole thing. And it was like $2.
I was going to say, worth the whole $2 or $3.
It was worth the whole $2 or $3. But this was many years ago. But you're talking about the best one now. It is Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. And we're, of course, with our attorney, Douglas Wright. And we were talking about fences and neighbor disputes and how things can happen. I brought up the marijuana because they're still trying to figure out if you can have three or four stalks or plants or six and how things are changing. Has this come up before?
Yeah, we deal with that quite regularly, actually, on these neighbor property issues. And it depends on where they're at. If they're in the city, it's a different regulation than in the county. County outdoor grows are effectively banned. In the city, I believe mm-hmm. you can do them at a limited number. But it becomes an issue, and typically people are pretty, you know, they don't mind so much until there's some disagreement or some fight.
And what are the disagreements usually? Because, you know, a lot of times the smell of the plants can cause a problem.
Yeah, it'll be the smell, but it'll be something else usually that starts these things. There'll be some disagreement about somebody washing their car, or they'll be at an event socially and there'll be some disagreement, and then it just goes downhill.
Oh, really? So, I mean, so they could be at a social event and they get angry at each other, or wives get angry at each other, and then it starts, and then the neighbor wars start.
It's just a failure in communication that gets these things going every single time.
Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you this morning?
We're fine, Henry. How are you?
So you were talking about your problem with your lot line. There's two or three solutions to that problem, one of which is that if everybody gets together and you don't create a new parcel, the county or the city, either one, has no problem with lot line adjustments. And that's just a matter of drawing new lines.
Okay.
The other option is that if somebody gets hard-headed about it, back, I believe, in, I think it was 1939, L.C. Smith went to the Supreme Court and won on a ruling that if a fence line, in his case, had been in existence for a period of years, and both parties accepted it, it became the property line. Now, you can have an attorney check that out if you like.
That's called an agreed-upon boundary line.
Yeah.
But there's certain steps that had to be. There was probably a declaration that the two parties had signed at the time, and then they would record it.
Well, in this particular case, there was not. It was just a barbed wire fence that went down through a piece of property, and those. As I remember it, L.C. told me it was something like 30 feet on the wrong side of the line.
But everybody had agreed on it, though.
Yeah.
So, huh? But everybody had agreed on it.
Well, they had used it that way and agreed that that was the property line over a period of years, was the way
it all goes back, it sounds like to me, is reasonableness. And this is when they stop being reasonable, Doug's phone starts ringing.
That's when it happens.
Thanks a lot, Henry. Yeah.
You bet.
You know, like Henry had mentioned, you know, when somebody becomes hard-headed, then it becomes more difficult. And that's always a circumstance in every situation. There's a lot to be said about reaching out and saying, hey, how can we resolve this without calling lawyers? And a lot of times when I'm working with somebody, I will basically advise them quietly in the background, but I don't engage right away because oftentimes when a lawyer gets involved, then the other side will hire a lawyer. And then they're at war. And you don't want that. You want people to be able to work out their differences without the court's involvement, without lawyers.
Because they're going to be living next to each other.
Yeah, and these are big investments. Oftentimes, their biggest investment in their lifetime, and to be living next to somebody that you can't get along with, it just makes everybody's life miserable.
So in town, you can have, I think, six chickens. Maybe it's four chickens. I'm not sure. I wonder if that causes any problem. The girl across the street's got four chickens. We love it because we take care of them when she's
and
not
get,
there.
We get the eggs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're great chickens. Yeah. But I just wonder about, you know, those strange things like the marijuana and all that. But so they really haven't – so it, but it starts out with something else, and then everything is drug into it, I imagine, at that point.
Yep. So the situation we had was two neighbors got along just fine. They vacationed together. They were best friends. They like to drink together. And there was an argument and a falling out, and suddenly – that horse manure that's a little too close to the fence, we don't like that anymore. And that motion light that keeps going off in the wind, we don't like that either. And, you know, by golly, you know, you're giving us dirty looks when we drive by because the easement went across their property. And next thing you know, there's a lawsuit. And now the neighbors are fighting. And we had to go to trial last year. And my clients had been sued, so we sued the neighbors back because they were growing marijuana illegally. And, you know, they were harassing us as much as we were harassing them, allegedly. And fortunately, we prevailed. We won. But they spent a lot of money, spent a lot of time. These are ugly situations. You know, they've lost friends over it now because of their
– people end up taking sides because of other people.
Yeah, because now the neighborhood's involved. And, you know, it was an ugly situation. My clients are very happy with the result. But at the same time, you know, they figuratively bled a lot because no one wins in these situations. They just don't.
Yeah. Well, comments in here is there is one of the most annoying issues about growing marijuana in the neighborhoods is that the odor attaches to the fabrics inside surrounding homes.
That's the biggest complaint we get.
Yeah.
Is the smell.
And then there's one. There was, and I remember this one, Sungo, is that there was a collective when we had a collective downtown, and the business next to it was a interior. I think it was a boutique in there. And all of the and the smell of the marijuana attached itself to these $400, $500, $600, $700 dresses, and yeah. So when you're trying them on, it smelled like smelled like marijuana.
Well, yeah, in August and September particularly.
Yeah.
If you drive up in the hills anywhere around here, you just it's
go into the post office.
Oh,
go into the post office.
You can smell it everywhere.
Well, in the post office, they're mailing it.
Yeah.
And because there's not enough postal inspectors to open up everything. So imagine how many pounds get shipped out through the U.S. Postal Service.
Especially out of this area.
Yeah.
This is a prime area.
So, okay. So neighbors. So if you have a problem with your neighbors, just, you know, you try to work it out. But you've seen so many of them escalate up here because people believe they have the right to do.
Yes.
This is my property. I can do anything I want.
Exactly.
Well, yep. But they can't. Okay. Wills.
Yes.
If you have a will, you're protected, right?
Well, you're protected in regard to where you want your property to go, assuming that the will is effective.
What's that mean?
What that means is that if you're trying to avoid probate court, and that's the court where the judge directs your property upon your death, the will, only thing that does is that's going to tell the judge where you want your property to go. If you don't have a will, you're still going to be in probate court. It's just that the judge is going to direct your property according to California law, which is there's a mechanism for determining who gets your property and in what portions.
Okay, so just because you have a will doesn't mean it won't go to probate then?
No, if you have a will, it will go to probate.
Okay, it will go to probate.
Yep.
And that can hold it up?
Yeah, for sure. So everybody owns property at some level.
Yeah.
Very little or maybe a lot. And everybody dies. So how do you transfer their property upon their death to someone else? Because maybe it's a home, maybe it's a checking account, maybe it's a business interest. It depends on what it is, and the value will determine what part of probate that you may or may not be in.
Okay, we're going to break now because I want to come back in and talk about that and then how you can avoid probate and, you know, talk about living wills and all these other things, trust that you can explain it, because a lot of people I know don't understand it. Because a lot of people think, hey, I've got a will, it's just going to go down, it's not going to be hung up, but that you just got through telling us. No, if you got a will, it's going to go into probate.
I describe probate court as hell, and I'll tell you how, what that acronym means when we come back.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott here at Free Fire Radio with Bad Bob on the board, and we're here with Doug Wright, our attorney. This
morning, looked at your calendar, and were surprised to see the words Valentine's Day, yep, you're in trouble. Not to worry. The experts at Goldmark Jewelers have been keeping guys like you out of the doghouse for over 30 years. And today, they got you covered. Stop in today, and the staff will help you select the perfect jewelry gift, wrap it up real pretty, and make you look like you were prepared for Valentine's Day weeks ago. Go from last-minute shopper to best fella ever in one stop at Goldmark Jewelers. Open till 6 p.m. today on Hilltop Drive in Reading, or just ask Siri. She'll be happy to give you directions.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Donsteck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Carl and Abad, you can join us tonight out at Wind River for Valentine's Day and Elements Lounge out there tonight. It's about 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock right here at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. If you're looking for a place to go for your CCW, concealed carry training, or your advanced training, or your tactical rifle training, all of this is at Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. Let me tell you, this is not a part-time business. This is a full-time business for Ted Leidy, who, by the way, is back at the in Nashville, Tennessee, an expense, all expenses paid trip to the National Wild Turkey Association, because he's the volunteer, National Volunteer of the Year. So he's gone back being honored there because of his work with the young hunters getting young hunters out into the woods for hunting turkeys. So it's a big honor for us in Reading, in Northern California. Now, somebody just wrote and said Robert S. Bob Hartwood.
Harward, H-A-R-W-A-R-D.
Harward, okay, I'm trying to see it here, is going to be the next National Security Advisor. Served under Mattis, Navy SEAL, Flynn fell on a sword, which was the honorable thing to do.
Yeah, I don't see confirmation on that yet, but I'll be watching.
I imagine it'll go quick. Yeah. As a replacement, Harward rocks. So we'll see. I haven't had a chance, but if he works for Mattis, Mattis is a pretty honorable guy. All right, and we're here with Doug Wright, and we're talking about your legal questions and things that are going on. And Doug's going to be on once a month,
and we'll have, you know, if you've got questions or comments on what he's saying, this is a good time to ask. Now, we talked about wills and probate. So if you have a will, you sure are going to probate court.
Yes.
And probate court's easy, though, right?
Well, no. As I described it as hell, and that acronym is H is for hassle. It is a tremendous hassle.
Uh-huh.
It's expensive. There's no way around it. You're going to pay lawyers. You're going to pay administrator fees. You're going to pay probate referee fees. You're going to pay court fees.
Oh, my gosh.
Publication fees. It's incredibly expensive. It's lengthy. The quickest we can ever get one through is 6 months. That's a cash probate, and that's hitting every deadline as quickly as possible. Most of them take about a year. I have one going right now that we're year six. It is a nightmare. We can't. It's one asset. We can't sell it. So as you can imagine, it's not anywhere you want to be. That's for sure.
Wow.
And
it's a hassle. It's expensive. It's lengthy.
And it's litigation.
Litigation.
You're in court. You're dealing with judges. You're dealing with attorneys. You're dealing with possibly contests to wills. You're dealing with, you know.
Is this an uncontested one? And it's been 6 years?
Uncontested.
And it's been 6 years because
6 years.
Because they can't. Well, what about all the rest of the property it's all being held?
There was only one asset.
One asset.
And it was a big parcel of property.
Okay.
And it appraised for a significantly higher amount than we ever expected, which was great for the family. But at the same time,
you're never going to get it.
We can't sell it because the value, the appraisal is too high, and we haven't had a hint of interest.
Well, can't they sell it for any price they want?
No, generally you have to sell it within 10% of the appraisal. So we're stuck.
Can't you go back and get a different appraisal?
Well, the probate referee is confident and comfortable with the appraisal. So the probate referee is the person appointed by the state that handles appraisal.
And he's happy with that. And it's been 6 years.
She's
still happy with it?
I spoke with her a couple weeks ago, and I think that she is open to new information. So because, you know.
It's right below Orville Dam. How about that?
if we could just get an offer on the property, that's fair market value. You know, and even if it was significantly less, at this point, I think that that's...
You wouldn't have to accept it, but you'd at least get an offer.
We could take it to a reevaluation, a correction on the appraisal, because clearly something is...
Something's wrong here.
Something's wrong here.
I know. Gosh.
She does a great job. I mean, I love her to death. She's, you know, she does...
6 years. Job. 6 years it's been that one piece of property.
Yeah, but it was worth about 10 times what they thought it was, or at least what it's appraised at. So, they couldn't have gotten this much interest if it had been sold originally for what the price they thought it was worth.
Okay. So probate court can be hell, and
yeah.
You told us why.
And you may not be in a full probate proceeding, depending on how much property the deceased person has. You know, anything under $50,000 and it's not real estate, then we can handle. There's certain mechanisms we use to get that property transferred.
What about life insurance?
Life insurance is that's an asset as well that has a vehicle to transfer the cash. So mm-hmm. Life insurance typically have a beneficiary designation.
Right.
If that's completed, that cash will then transfer to the beneficiary
without
probate court. So that's one vehicle. So think of all these different methods of property transfers as which vehicle is it in. Life insurance has a beneficiary designation. Retirement accounts have beneficiary designations. Annuities have oftentimes a beneficiary designation or a transfer on death.
Mm-hmm.
Checking and savings accounts will have sometimes a transfer on death or pay on death provision. Those are all vehicles that allow you to transfer assets without the need to go through probate court.
Mm-hmm.
Real property is a whole different story because you can have joint tenancy, which means that if a husband and wife own it, husband and wife pass, surviving spouse receives the interest through the joint tenancy. But what happens when surviving spouse passes? If the house is worth more than $150,000, it's a full probate. And
wow.
A three-bedroom, two-bath house in Shasta County, it's going to be worth, on average, probably more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a very, very basic estate in Shasta County is a home and a car, no cash at all. That's a $200,000 estate, likely. And that's where you
get... Goes into probate. Okay, how do you avoid that?
Well, you want to find a vehicle that will transfer those assets, and that's where a living trust comes in. During the course of the property owner's life, they transfer their assets to their living trust. Their living trust is a vehicle that holds their assets during their lifetime. It's for their benefit. Everything that derives from those assets, income, principal, whatever happens with those assets, it's for their benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And then upon their death, that asset transfers through that vehicle to whoever the beneficiaries are.
So a living trust is the way to go.
Living trust is the way to go.
And you can put everything in it.
You can put everything in it. Well, there are certain exceptions that I would.
Okay.
You know, then we talk about that. Of like, for example, if you have young children, life insurance, cash asset, you don't want the kids to get that kind of money when they're 18. So you pay that type of asset to the trust.
Okay.
Retirement's a whole different animal because there's, and the financial advisors will give the account holder the advice that you may not want to put that cash in your trust upon death because if you have adult children, not young children, they can roll that asset into their own retirement. So if it pays out into the trust, that's a taxable event.
But if it goes into your
qualified account to a qualified account,
then you're okay.
You're okay. It's not a taxable event yet. Oh. So there's all kinds of different.
So the living trust is the way to go.
Living trust is the way to go, and you know even now there's even better protections that come with living trust as to protect from Medi-Cal recovery. So you may not own a home, but you have some cash, which you know you may spend down. It doesn't help you on eligibility, but it helps you on the recovery side. So Medi-Cal, if you're in long-term care, Medi-Cal would normally come for the recovery of any assets. If your assets are in a living trust, they can't get to it anymore.
Are there too many laws?
From my perspective, no. Can't get enough laws. No, I agree.
You know there, what? There you're going to pay me at some point to erase what you just said right then, and it's going to cost you a lot of money because this is out there forever. No, there's not enough.
As a lawyer,
are there too many? I mean, are laws too? Let me put it this way: are they too difficult? I mean, the way things are done.
In certain circumstances and industries, yes, there are too many laws, too many regulations. For example, trying to hire employees.
Okay, I'm turning that into his
holy
thing.
Cow. That's, you know, that's a whole nightmare to get yourself into when you're trying to comply with what California wants with employees. And I see people struggle with this all the time. They're trying to run their business. It's a full-time position just to make sure you're compliant with what you require.
My sister-in-law is HR for a largest legal firm down in Sacramento. She makes huge money.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have she has a high school diploma. And maybe she may have some college, but she started in HR back years ago, and now this is what she does because it has become so difficult that they've got a full-time person there trying to figure out what's.
Yep. And the consequence of noncompliance is incredibly expensive.
Okay. Now here's the question that just came in. What is the role of an executor in regards to probate?
So what an executor does is an executor is the person that petitions the court to commence the probate proceedings, and then they're appointed. So they're appointed the executor. An executor comes by way of a will.
Okay.
So a will identifies a person
who
will be in charge. That a person is appointed, they're the executor. Now, if you don't have a will, you die what's called intestate, no will, then the person that petitions is appointed, and they are the personal administrator or personal representative. So two different terms, same person.
Okay. Okay. So it's and I've seen that before. And here's the executor of my will. So in my case, it would probably be my sister.
Went through that. My dad died unexpectedly, intestate, and it's a horrifying mess.
Yeah.
Know that his wishes were not carried out, but the state took over.
And we don't have enough really time. But Doug, how many times do you see a family just come apart during this time frame?
It's almost every single time.
Okay.
Put it that way.
All right. Yeah. Now, and because there's things aren't clear, and then it's family that, you know, maybe, you know, it's a family, maybe they're spread out, but even if they're close, all of a sudden, who gets dad's watch?
Yep.
And what about the furniture here? Oh, what about my stepmom? I've heard stories that are just,
Death, money, depression, greed, it's a nasty mix. It never turns out well. There's not one single circumstance I can think of that there's not some little issue that comes up. People are airing grievances from third grade. You know, it's people.
From third grade?
You know, those
in the family.
Those long-term sibling rivalries.
Okay, you got something hot here?
Yeah, we have Senator Nielsen on the phone. Who wants to give us an update on Oraville? If you want to cut into the,
is that okay?
If you want to cut in on this?
Okay, yeah, Senator Nielsen.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and kill the news. And okay.
Senator Nielsen. Thank you, sir, for giving us a call.
Howdy.
Hey. So where are we at now?
Well, we're on our way up to the dam, but where we're at is probably there'll be a determination today whether to shift it from a mandatory, Carl, to a voluntary evacuation. The repair work continues apace, and they're working feverishly to get it secured. There's no question that the point we have got to dwell on, Carl, this is just not this situation now. It's going to be all the way through the spring. We have many more rains to come. We have got a lot of runoff ahead. So this is touchy for the long haul, not the short haul. We're also looking into the levee situation, inventorying that. Gallagher and I were on the phone with all the levee district folks yesterday. But for the moment, and it looks like it's down about 5 feet, so the lake level is coming down, lessening the pressure. So that was a blessed respite. We're not doing post-mortem, but, you know, there'll be a lot of that to go on. A lot of accountability has got to occur, looking into what you know, contributed to this disaster.
Are they going to be able to repair it in a quick time, or is this something that, you know, because we got more rains coming in here day after tomorrow, or tomorrow, I should say.
Yeah, it's just tomorrow, Carl. No, the point is, I think the best that we can hope is that they get it secured so that the releases from the main spillway can continue just at maximum. But that alternate spillway, you know, that cannot be much relied on. That's really problematic. They want to keep this thing from going over the top and keep that down, and just hoping that they can get the powerhouse online and keep the main spillway dumping maximum, and you know, it's over 100,000 cubic foot per second. So they're working really hard at it. But this is a long-term deal. It's just, that's what I've got to emphasize to the public. You get it secured, protect the public now, but, you know, getting this fixed is going to be a long-time situation.
Well, thank you so much, Senator, for giving us a call on this, because everybody, of course, is, it doesn't affect us directly right here, but there's a lot, you know, it's in our area, and a lot of people are out reaching out to help.
Well, yeah, and one thing I did, you could convey to your listeners, Carl,